general surgery. When it comes to surgery of any kind, even routine and relatively minor surgeries, wouldn't you prefer a surgeon with both experience and knowledge? I have almost 40 years of experience, and I've performed thousands of surgeries. More importantly, I've learned that there's no such thing as a routine surgery. I give each patient the full attention they deserve, whether it's removing a small skin lesion in the office or performing a major cancer operation. Here are a few general surgery questions and answers. What are the general surgery operations I perform? Well, I'm a board-certified general surgeon who specializes in breast surgery. However, I also routinely perform gallbladder surgeries, hernia surgeries, appendectomies, and colon surgeries, just to name a few. Let's go through a few of these. Gallbladder surgery. If you develop problems with gallstones, I have decades of experience performing cholecystectomies. While I'm most always able to perform the operation laparoscopically, because I trained in an era before laparoscopic surgery, I'm also very experienced with open gallbladder surgery, which occasionally may be needed to make the operation safer. I can rely on the many years of experience that I have before laparoscopic surgery became available. What about hernia repairs? Hernia repair is one of the most common surgeries performed in the United States, with almost 800,000 procedures performed each year. Hernias may be located in the groin, at the umbilicus, or at the site of previous surgery. What about appendectomy? Appendectomy is used for acute appendicitis, and it's one of the more common emergency surgeries that general surgeons are called to do. Usually, I'm able to perform this procedure laparoscopically. However, in small children, I usually prefer to do the procedure through a small incision by an open technique. And how about colon surgery? Colon cancer surgery, as well as surgery for the complications of acute diverticulitis, are operations for which I have decades of experience. In those unusual situations where even more specialized care may be preferable, I have long-standing professional relationships with colorectal surgeons in West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina. Well, here's a question. What happens after my surgery? Well, I'll make sure that each of my patients receives the proper care before, during, and after surgery. Whether your surgery is an outpatient procedure or you need a hospital stay, I feel responsible for coordinating all aspects of your care from start to finish. And when you head home, I'll make sure you have detailed postoperative instructions, and I'm always available to answer any questions you may have. For more detailed information about a few of the surgical procedures that I regularly perform, you might like to visit the Resources tab on this website and click on the specific operation you want to learn more about. For experienced general surgery care, use the online scheduling tool to set up a consultation, an appointment in the office, or a telemedicine consultation.